if we strengthen our mental fitness, we can handle life's challenges without getting overwhelmed or immersed in negativity. Even when we fall into negative emotions, what will happen? We can recover faster and be more resilient.
Expanding possibilities, the Mindset Zone.
I'm your host, Anna Malikian, and my mission is to support individuals and organizations to increase their impact while avoiding burnout. If you want to work smarter, not harder, I can help you. If you want to go from burnout to full engagement, let's talk. Reach me at anna@mindset.zone. Yes, instead of .com, it's .zone. You can also access all the episode notes, links, and other amazing resources at mindset.zone. Intention is more important than attention. Think about the TV shows we binge watch, plus the post stories and reels on social media that suck our attention. Yet very rarely do we intentionally do this. Our attention is captured in so many different and powerful ways nowadays, every day, every moment. Intentionality is becoming a rare phenomenon. Why is this a problem? Because intention gives us an aim. It allows us to gain traction to achieve our goals. Think about mindsets. We can define mindsets as habits our mind creates based on previous experiences. If the mental habits we create are primarily reactive and don't allow space for intentionality, we leave a lot on the table. Do you ever arrive at the end of the day wondering where the time went? Even if you have a practice of gratefulness that creates a space to verbalize or write down something you were thankful for the day, did you catch yourself thinking, what did I do today? What am I truly grateful for? I know I did a lot today, but I almost can't remember where the time went and what I did. When our attention is hijacked unintentionally, we feel hazy. The day is a blur. Yes, we did a lot. Yes, we focus on many things we did not intend to focus on. Intentional, intention, intent. These words usually imply directing one's attention with a plan of purpose. And so often our attention can be captured without a plan or purpose. It's like the outside world determines what you are paying attention to. We are just reacting to it. If we learn to be more intentional, we regain the power of placing our attention on achieving our goals, ambitions, and aspirations. We live on purpose. We can be more proactive and choose more meaning-creating activities. We can cultivate mind habits. Mindsets that allow us to be more in the flow, nurtured by positive emotions, and build better relationship with others. How do we go about cultivating intentionality in our day-to-day life? To create intention, we must be able to press the pause button to choose what to do next. And this is particularly difficult when circumstances are challenging. Yet we can learn to press this pause button and respond to life challenges without reacting, without falling into old habits. To do this, we need to strengthen our mental fitness. Think, if we are physically fit, we can climb several flights of stairs without losing our breath and arrive at whatever floor we need to go to with enough energy to do what we need to do and even enjoy the process. If we strengthen our mental fitness, we can handle life's challenges without getting overwhelmed or immersed in negativity. Even when we fall into negative emotions, what will happen? We can recover faster and be more resilient. We can start by paying attention. Paying detailed attention to something as simple as washing our hands or focusing our attention on the sensations of breathing. You can intentionally focus your attention in one breath, even keeping your eyes fully open and aware of your surroundings. Just give it a try. You can be more intentional with your attention.
Expanding possibilities, the mindset.
Thank you for listening, and remember to follow this podcast. And if you're listening in Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. That really helps us spread the word about the Mindset Zone. Also, visit mindset.zone. Yes, instead of .com is .zone. There you can find amazing resources and more information about my speaking and how I support purpose-driven individuals and organizations increase their impact while preventing burnout. As always, I'm so grateful you are here. Expand what's possible for you, for the ones around you, for the world.